From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In the opening verses of chapter 6 of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul transitions from justification by faith to the doctrine of sanctification. The theme of chapters 6 and 7 is grace removing believers from the realm and power of sin. Living in holiness is the believer's proper response to the gospel. This is the answer to those who argue that they can live any way they want to because they are under grace. Grace is not a license to sin. Paul's forceful argument states, "How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" It's the Bible's clear teaching that believers died to sin when Christ died on the cross. Furthermore, those who have died to sin can no longer live in it. Sin is no longer their element. This is not to say that believers cannot sin, for there's no biblical basis for believing in sinless perfection. Paul's argument is that sin is no longer the believer's element, that he cannot live in a sinful lifestyle. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly.
This morning's text is found in Psalm 22 and verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? We here behold the Savior in the depth of his sorrows. No other place so well shows the griefs of Christ as Calvary, and no other moment at Calvary is so full of agony as that in which his cry rends the air, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? At this moment, physical weakness was united with acute mental torture from the shame and ignominy through which he had to pass. And to make his grief culminate with emphasis, he suffered spiritual agony surpassing all expression, resulting from the departure of his Father's presence. This was the black midnight of his horror. Then it was that he descended the abyss of suffering. No man can enter into the full meaning of these words. Some of us think at times that we could cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There are seasons when the brightness of our Father's smile is eclipsed by clouds and darkness. But let us remember that God never does really forsake us. It is only a seeming forsaking with us. But in Christ's case, it was a real forsaking. We grieve at a little withdrawal of our Father's love. But the real turning away of God's face from his Son, who shall calculate how deep the agony which it caused him? In our case, our cry is often dictated by unbelief. In his case, it was the utterance of a dreadful fact, for God had really turned away from him for a season. O thou poor distressed soul, who once lived in the sunshine of God's face, but art now in darkness, remember that he has not really forsaken thee. God in the clouds is as much our God as when he shines forth in all the luster of his grace. But since even the thought that he has forsaken us gives us agony, what must the woe of the Savior have been when he exclaimed, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Oh, Dark is the stain that we cannot hide. What can avail to wash it away? Oh, there is glory.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. As we've mentioned, all of these video clips have been available on the LTBSradio.com website. Now we're pleased to make available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of Q&A with Alan Cairns free of charge simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD of Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Finally, if you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day.
Thank you. Christ, I died unto sin. That's what Paul's saying. That's the first source of understanding his meaning. There's a second. That is the number of equivalent expressions that Paul gives in chapter 6 and 7. Died unto sin, verse 2, is equivalent, for example, to verse 7. He that is dead. Again, it's he that died is freed from sin. And you know the beauty of that statement, freed from sin, is that it's simply the verb justified. He that died has been justified from sin. We died unto sin. What does it mean? We have been justified from sin. Look at verse 8. Now, if we be dead, again, if we died with Christ. I want you to notice that. This idea that we died with Christ, identified with him. In his dying, we died. That's not some theological mumbo-jumbo. That's not something that I have made up or other Reformed preachers have made up. This is not something simply dreamed up by covenant theologians. This is the statement of God the Holy Ghost. We died with Christ. Now, if that is so, we believe that we shall also live with him. Understand this, what Paul is saying. To die unto sin is to be justified from sin, because in Christ's dying, we died. Now I turn to chapter 7. Verse 4. You have the expression, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. The idea is, ye were put to death to the law, or you were made dead to the law. That is, no longer subject to its claim, to its penalty, to its judgment. Verse 6. A beautiful statement. But now we are delivered from the law. That being dead, or simply having died to that wherein we were held. Notice that now we are delivered. The verb there is a beautiful, beautiful statement. We were cleared from the law, having died to it. What does it mean to die unto sin? It means to be justified because we died in Christ. It means to be made dead, to have been in the death of Christ, received by faith, made dead, so that we're no longer subject to the law's claim or condemnation. It means to have been cleared from the law. That's what it is to die unto sin. And then you look the third source of meaning, the immediate context. We go back to verse 21 of chapter 5. As sin reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness to eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What does it mean to have died unto sin? It means that grace ends the reign of sin. To use the words of Lloyd-Jones, it takes us out of sin's territory. We are no longer subjects of sin's kingdom. We no longer live in sin's realm. We're no longer under the rulership of this tyrant of sin. We are now subjects of another king and of another kingdom. We died unto sin. Now, the second point of the text, as the result of that, Paul says, those who died to sin cannot go on living in sin. That's his great conclusion. In chapter 5, we saw that we died in Adam, we died unto God. That is, we died in relation to God. We were out of his kingdom of light and placed under the tyrant sin unto death. When we died in Adam, we could no longer live in God. The old relationship was severed. In other words, our new status as sinners in Adam brought with it a fallen nature and alienation from God. Now in chapter 6, we learn that in Christ we died to sin. This is the very converse of chapter 5. We died in relation to sin. We were delivered from its guilt, its penalty, its authority. And here's the important point. We, this being so, we cannot continue to live in sin because our new status in Christ brings with it a new man with a new will. So that's how Paul says, how shall we, being such a people as we are, how shall we continue to live in it? That is, surrounded by it. So as to be, and this is the critical description, how can we continue to live in it, surrounded by it, so as to be in our element in sin? Now there's the real force of Paul's argument. We have been justified. We have been taken out of the territory, out of the kingdom of sin and darkness. We have been brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Sin is not reigning anymore. Grace is reigning unto righteousness and life eternal. Grace is reigning. We used to sin because sin was our natural element. We were in sin. It's not just that we sinned. We were in sin. We were surrounded by it. We were in our element as a fish is in its element in water. But we're in a new element now. We're in a new element. And if I could use that, a very crude, and it is a very crude, not in a moral sense, but in the sense of cultured taste, a very crude example. A fish is in its element in water. You may take that fish out of water, and it will still be a fish, but it's out of its element. A Christian is in grace. That's his element. You may put him into a place where you see sin, and he does sin, but no longer is he sinning in his element. He's out of his element when he's there. That's what Paul is saying. We can't continue to live in sin. We can't live still in it. The word live still, or the words, I think they're equivalent to that verb continue in verse 1. That's a very important verb. How can we continue in sin? Because it means not just to go on in a broad sense, but it means to remain or persevere. And the idea is to persevere in will as well as act. Contrast 1 Timothy 4:16, where Paul says to Timothy, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. The idea is, take all the energy of your mind and heart and will and being and continue in the doctrine that you've learned. Now that's the very verb that's used here. Shall we continue? Paul, you see, is saying, look friends, we're justified. Something radical has happened. God has taken us out of the kingdom of sin. Grace is reigning. What's our natural element? Now we're saved. What's our natural element? It's the kingdom of grace. It's all that's in union with Christ. That's our natural element. And the question, therefore, is, how can we, by will and by act, persevere in the old element? He says it can't be done. You see, and this is a very important distinction. It's not just a distinction of sounds and words. It's a very, very important distinction. In Romans 6, Paul is not teaching freedom from sinning, but freedom from sin. As the tyrannical force that rules the soul unto damnation and the second death. We're freed, justified from sin because we died in the death of Jesus Christ. And a justification that removes us from the realm of sin becomes, therefore, the basis of our sanctification, because it's impossible that when Christ is our element, we could ever live in the alien element, willing subjects of the tyrant sin. We died to sin. Those who thus died to sin cannot persevere in will and act in sin. That leads us to three brief necessary conclusions. Any doctrine that teaches that grace frees believers up to sin is a lie. Any doctrine that makes grace a license to sin or charges that upon the doctrine of justification is a lie, and it's the enemy both of grace and of the souls of men. I've given you various forms of the false gospel. If you're trusting any form of the false gospel, beware. Because no matter what any antinomian lie tells you, if you're free to sin, unless you're saved soon, you'll be damned. For the wages of sin is death.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.